Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
We're back to Fred Dreyer's show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show. Sultan. Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game.
Two?
In the same quarter. Wow. He's the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And by the way, you talked about a lot of stuff there. We've got an offer at the Allegretto Hotel. This is in the Paso Robles area. And they are offering in the month of August... rooms. I mean, this is a beautiful place. It's like you're in Tuscany. Brand new hotel, great restaurant, cello restaurant, wine tasting room, beautiful spa, incredible swimming pool, places to hike and walk, and go in the vineyards if you want to. You can go on the outer trails, and it's just incredibly beautiful. Rooms starting at $209.
No.
Unbelievable.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a special deal just for our listeners. You mentioned the code word COOK. COOK, like you're cooking. Code word COOK at AllegrettoHotel.com.
Allegretto.
And you get starts at $209. Sunday through Thursday rooms. Go there. I went there once and just almost stayed in the room. Stayed in the room. It was like in the beautiful beds, the bathrooms and the showers. Everything is just great. It's got a place to just get couches. You got a little veranda you walk out on and you look out there. It was incredible.
Did you hit some golf balls?
There is a golf course right nearby.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, those places are
we could do that. I've never gone golfing with you. We should hit some golf balls.
You know something?
What?
I was thinking about that this last weekend.
You were.
Hit a bucket of golf balls.
That would be incredible with you.
That's a lot of fun all by yourself hitting golf balls. Mm-hmm. You got to be at least decent and get off the tee. Because if you're not, you can't be seen in public.
Even with a slice, you can do it. I won a bet with my buddy Jim Roop once. He said, let's see who can hit that. What is that? That Zamboni machine that collects the golf balls out there?
He says,
who can hit
it
that?
It goes back and forth.
Going to buy the beers. And so I said, okay, I had a terrible slice. I mean, that ball came off that tee and it went poo, way off to the right and smacked that thing right on the top. And the guy got all upset and I got free beers. So it helps to have a slice when you're on the driving range.
Well, you got to know how to use it. It's one thing to have it. You know, a lot of cooks have a lot of cutlery, mm-hmm. but they don't know when to pull that bone, that knife.
Careful
to get
here.
That bone
yes.
out of there.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. It's a good thing. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, we got a lot to talk about today. Now, first off, let's talk a little bit. The Baltimore Orioles, pretty amazing. Until they met the Dodgers and lost 2 out of 3, they're still playing good ball. They're like, I think, a game or two behind Tampa Bay or something. And the Yankees, when I looked this week, they were in, like, last place. What's going on with them?
The Yankees. Yankees.
They changed their name?
Well, you know.
You know, they have
ethnicity.
They've changed. Got a new. They don't put their names on the uniform, so you don't know if Babe Ruth's batting or Veda Pinson.
I love
or
that. That's all about knowing who's in the lineup. That's what that's about.
You're supposed to know that.
Yeah.
But if you don't watch them, you don't know.
Well, that's too bad.
They've got they've fallen to last place. They say their offense is lifeless. So I guess they could just put lifeless in. But here's the thing.
Well, you're in New York. What do you expect?
They're making some money here, and they've got a corporate – patch, a sponsorship patch that they're going to put on the uniform. They won't put the name on there, you know. They're not going to put the Nike logo or anything like that. But damn straight, they're going to put on the back of their jerseys.
What are they going to put on?
They're going to have on the, I guess it's on the along with the pinstripes there on the shoulder, it's called Star Insurance. They got the whole company must have paid a fortune to get
their. They must have paid them $1 billion.
To get their logo on the uniform sleeve as a patch. And they're going to wear this for both home games and the away games. And the new patch.
Sacrilegious, you know.
It's going because they've never done it before. The Yankees have a dress code. I love this.
It's like the first rumblings of people hearing about Dodger Stadium now starting to take advertising up on the wall.
Take it.
How those walls were completely empty until. You know, McCourt came in and started selling everything.
You go in the men's room and the latrines there, they got sponsorship on them. They're everywhere at Dodger Stadium.
It's true.
It's true. You know, yeah. It's great.
Not enough bathrooms, but all the...
The ones are sponsored.
All of the buckets off the side you could use.
They're sponsored. And they got, you know, Dodgers used to pride themselves when the O'Malley's had no advertising. They got to now with the, you know, the player salaries. And they have to come up with money for Julio Urias, your guy there.
Well, I'm sitting shiva still.
He's there. So here's the deal with the Yankees. At the Star Insurance Company, they soon be going out of business. I guess they spent $20 million a year to have that patch on the Yankees uniforms.
$20 million a year?
$20 million.
That's enough. If you're going to sacrifice the uniform, the great Yankees.
You think
is that with
more?
Pinstripes or without pinstripes?
So all the uniforms are going to have this. It's going to be on their road, their home uniforms, everything.
They're going to. You know something else? Here's the terrible thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're losing, this is a terrible time to snap that idea out on the page.
What a time to sponsor them, right?
Oh, it's terrible.
They're going to say Star Insurance put the Yankees in last place.
And by the way, that was a real bad play the shortstop made.
I don't want to screw up. I think Lon Rosen went over there, and he's their marketing guy at the Yankees. I don't want to screw up his deal. But apparently they got this signed from 2018 through the 2031 season. So the Yankees are in for a period of bad.
And they got to leave it on there. They can't take it off.
My buddy, the great chef Charlie Palmer, I'm telling you, Charlie, you got to get that Star Insurance label off there. You can't put sponsorship on a Yankee uniform.
Well,
you know?
Guess what? I think that the mentality thought, let's see, we're really bad, and you know, what's his name? What's his face? Broke his toe out here at Dodger Stadium when he kicked the framing of the bullpen fence.
That's been a bit. So he needed insurance money to pay for the injury.
So now what are they going to do? They're going to have to make something up. It's not going to be good. People are not going to like this, and it's going to get them really pissed off when they have to take a look at yet another loss.
And another Star Insurance logo. Here's the thing. Star Insurance, that's STARR. Hopefully they'll sponsor this program.
When you're driving in New Jersey,
logo.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's put a big logo right behind you on the football field. Right, burn it into the grass there. They're going to steal Star Insurance. They have ads on the outfield wall at Yankee Stadium. So,
That's not the uniform.
No, it's not. It's going to be tough. Anyway, so...
Should we write an email to somebody?
Maybe from you as head of the show here.
I'm going to say,
Fred Dreyer show.
As an old-time Yankee fan,
that's my second
home.
He's not kidding, because you signed Fred Dreyer with the New York Giants. And what's the first thing you did when you went out to the field? You told this story maybe once on this show. You were going to play football, but this was when the Giants were playing at Yankee Stadium. And what did you do?
I ran right out to center field to see the great, the storm great, that my Mickey Mantle stepped in and tore up his knee. He tore up his knee, ladies and gentlemen.
Were you amazed it was
and
still
guess
there?
Guess what? It was still there.
It was still there.
The great was still there.
Just didn't take that. Aaron Judge is going to trip in that.
Why don't you put the great on the sleeve?
Yeah, you got Aaron Judge now crashing into the Dodger bullpen fence. Careful, you don't want Aaron Judge to go crashing into that same
drain. Well, we don't want anybody to get hurt, but if you're going to get hurt, take the great with you.
Were you there the game that the great kind of moved and a couple of workmen came out onto the field? Maybe that didn't happen. Wouldn't that be something, though? They're playing the game, and Mickey, the mixer's going for a big fly ball catch. A couple guys come out, well, where are we? They get kicked in the teeth by Mickey Mantle, and he trips, and it hurts his knee again.
Yeah. Oh,
gee. That's terrible.
That's not good.
See,
that's
this is the good, only show that talks about things like this that are important to know. The money-making rules of baseball here. A patch for Star Insurance. Maybe we can get them to put a big logo on it. It's a nice white T-shirt you're wearing today with no writing on it. We put a big Star Insurance on there.
They put it right here, right there.
You're a star. Here's the deal. You're a star because not only did you have a great football career, you became an incredible, iconic actor. We still see that show of yours. What's it called again?
Mumford
and Hunter.
Mumford and Friends.
No, it's on Hunter. And it's on a lot of it's on Amazon.com and everything. Amazon Prime. It's great.
Well, thanks.
You know, and by the way, we have a guy that listens. And he wants to get, is it a Dodge Monaco or a Plymouth Satellite?
Hey,
the exact car that you drove.
We're going to get that car. A real one. We're going to pull it up here.
I've got my brother looking for it.
Oh.
My brother will find one in a junkyard somewhere. You and I go to
Tehachapi. Man. Get a desperate man.
We'll
if he's
it.
In Tehachapi.
We'll fix it. Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the guy we call the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. What a great actor. What a great football player. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much, Mike. I really appreciate being here with you, and I hope this is a real good day for us. And believe me,
it's been hot everywhere.
I want everybody to know that I'm doing vigil, sitting shiva for Julio Urias. I hope he.
The Dodger pitcher, Julio
Urias? I hope he pulls it out and has a good year so we can get that big raise and that free agency.
He's in a contract year, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And usually pitchers or baseball players or any sports celebrity tries to do the best in the year that they're going to sign a new contract.
Exactly.
They want to look good so they get some good offers. But Julio Urias is kind of good sometimes and then not good. He was wasn't too good against Baltimore. The Dodgers did beat the Baltimore Orioles have a good team, and they beat them 2 out of 3. And here's the problem. And I was just talking with this with our producer, Jeremy Dayton. He's a huge Baltimore Orioles fan. The announcers, I think one of them might be Jim Palmer. He mentioned his name. I don't know. I'm listening to him on XM, Sirius XM radio in there. Yeah, Chris Taylor. He's not had a good year at all. He's been biting it. He's not. He's easier to get out and everything. And the next thing you know, Chris Taylor hits a grand slam home run, and they're gurgling on themselves. Right. As an announcer, you know, you may feel that way. You have to be careful how you talk about it so that you don't sit there with egg on your face or, you know, the baseball knocked out of the ballpark. By the way, that is it Camden Yards? Is that where they play the Orioles?
Well, sure.
Yeah. And apparently they've taken it like 26 feet or something. They moved the fences back. So it's good for their team.
Well, left field is as deep as any team.
It's deep.
It's like a 479 feet.
It's something else. So I'm telling you, I think the Orioles have a good team that's set to play. They hit home runs, but they also are able to get the base hits and things. They know how to play in their own park, thank goodness. So they've been doing pretty well.
They should be able to play in their own park. What's going on?
They haven't been swept in a series in quite some time. I think they own the current record of not losing 3 games in a row in a series. They've always won at least one game.
Well, we'll see about that. We'll see what happens.
That's Ron Say's show, but this is the Sports Live. Fred Dreyer. The Fred Dreyer Show. We'll be back here on CRN.
Fred Dreyer here, the heartburn hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier. healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Here to the Fred Dreyer Show here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, your host, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, we talked about the Yankees getting the patch on the uniform. Just one more little item of business here. Apparently, there was some problems at the Mariners and Blue Jays game because the Mariners, they're having a pretty good season. Blue Jays are doing okay. The Mariners are removing the Blue Jays gear from their team store after the players and fans complained. Apparently, one of the Mariners relievers, Paul Sewald, said the infielder J.P. Crawford complained about the Blue Jays merchandise being sold at T-Mobile Park. Isn't that kind of standard? Doesn't the visiting team sometimes sell some of their stuff when they're playing?
Well, it's all a collaboration. I mean, we are allowed to make money while we play you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So the Toronto Blue Jays fans are not going to be able to purchase the franchise apparel from the Seattle Mariners team shop, the Blue Jays
go
stuff.
Go online. What are they complaining about?
Well, apparently it's a big deal. It was a big weekend three-game series here at T-Mobile Park this weekend, and the entire clothing section at the ballpark was dedicated to the Blue Jays T-shirts and jerseys, with the Mariners organization hoping to capitalize on some of the massive crowds visiting from north of the border, from
Canada. And they didn't look at the schedule and know that, hey, guess what? Next month, we're playing the Mariners. Let's do something so we can make some money.
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to do. Then there's a picture of the Jays stuff. Their swag was released in social media on Monday this week. And quickly, there were mixed reactions from the fan base. But most of it was
no kidding.
Was in good, harmless fun. But some of the Mariners players there, as I told you about, the pitcher and the Crawford, the infielder, voiced their displeasure on Twitter prior to the game against the Minnesota Twins. And so I guess this stuff is going to not be displayed.
I'm going to take it one step further. If I'm a visiting player, I'm going to ask for a timeout to sell stuff in the left field pavilion.
That too, yes.
And I'm going to. Yeah, I'm going to make sure that I get an opportunity to carry a changer along here, the side of my belt, and a pocket full of ones and twos.
Let me ask you a serious question. Let's say you and I go to SoFi Stadium, where the Rams play now, your former team. And what if we go in there, see if we can load up the Plymouth Satellite, or maybe a Dodge Monaco, or maybe even your Volkswagen van that you had when you were a football player.
Yeah,
take a bunch of your number 89 jerseys, and why don't we sell them there in the lobbies of
I'll be rifle butted. The owner of the team will come out and he'll just say, get this guy off the
field. Well, we'll cut him in with a few bucks. I mean, I'm sure
we won't.
I think our fan base here on the show here, going on Facebook Live and at Roku and at CRNTalk.com and our video chat room, will want to buy some of the stuff if we put it up there.
I'm taking my stuff right to the parking lot and getting them before they get in the car and take off.
Did you have anything from the Hunter series, like you with a gun pointed at somebody on a big shirt or something we could sell, and maybe I go into the silk screen business with you and we start selling that stuff?
Well, I've had too many opportunities washed away by the reality of greed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's his, so... Well, let's just take a picture of you and put it on a shirt then. We'll buy some cheap shirts, those things tighten up.
I'm all for it. Yeah. But, you got to get the product, you got to put it in the truck, and you got to take it out there, and you got to stand up and say, hey, there's Fred Dreyer. What's he doing? Mm-hmm. He's selling his own jerseys here at the Ram game. What the hell's wrong with him?
That's a good thing. Here's the deal. The league necessarily hasn't treated some of the old-time players that have had concussions and things very well. You're making money for yourself there. Maybe do it. Can we do it in the parking lot?
No,
or outside the parking lot, right on the street?
Anywhere you'd like.
Okay, we'll do it.
Anyway.
All right, let's get into some news here today. We got some contract news and things, a little football news for you. First, some comments from Fred Dreyer on these. So DeAndre Hopkins, he rejects the Patriots offer, they say it's a controversial reason. Okay, can I give you the reason?
But wait a minute.
They say it's controversial.
Before we get going, why is it controversial? And wait a minute. And who says it's controversial?
The story that we have here says it's controversial. And here's the deal.
They're fabulous. By doing that, excuse me.
Go ahead.
Just a second.
It's your show.
While they're doing this, they're fabricating they're manufacturing a storyline to hang opinions on. There's no story here, but go ahead.
Okay, so that's exactly what you're saying here. So it's the controversial reason. DeAndre Hopkins, he decides to join the Tennessee Titans instead of the New England Patriots. And now the reason comes out. Now it can be told.
He
received the contract offer from the New England Patriots. The Titans decided to counter with a more aggressive offer. The Patriots matched it. But the guaranteed money was the reason why Hopkins chose to go to the Tennessee Titans. According to the report, this is in Sports Illustrated, breaking this bulletin.
Oh, boy, believe me.
New England was willing to offer the same first-year payment as Tennessee. However, more of the money was tied to incentives, and Hopkins didn't like it because he said he wants to get more money because he's injured a lot of the time. What he said.
So there's an injury clause in there that one team will pay for and the other won't. So he's going with the one that will. End of story.
Controversial.
That's it. Any more of this junk here?
That's the first story for you.
Get rid of some of this stuff.
He says, then you got the Colts, Jonathan Taylor, the Titans, Derrick Henry. They're running backs, and you've been talking about this here. What's the deal? What's happening to running backs? They're getting a lack of deals because everybody wants to see passing, right? What's the deal?
Here's the deal.
Okay.
Here's the deal. Somebody in a front office, if you recall, during the explosion, the talent explosion of Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City quarterback, someone decided, hey, let's make headlines and give Patrick a five-year, $52 million a year contract. And everybody in Kansas City said, that's a good idea. And nobody's saying, hey, well, wait a minute. That's going to destroy the salary structure of not only the Chiefs, but the league itself.
Right.
And everyone just said, that's okay. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's the Chiefs. And so let's just do that. So in the last couple, two or three, 4 years, that they've been running down the street like crazy people, trying to get quarterbacks, mediocre quarterbacks, trying to get them to accept these crazy contracts. And they're giving the contracts to people that haven't earned it. They've been in the league 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And for some reason or another, they've decided they want to get all of these quarterbacks taken care of. So therefore, all of the ingenuity, the offensive coordinating, the ingenuity now says you got to have the quarterback be the one that decides that wins these games. We got to get him receivers and tight ends that he wants, and we got to get him what? A left tackle the size of Arkansas over there on the left side to protect anybody and anything from coming the quarterback's blind side. Got it?
Got it.
So we've got a quarterback, a left tackle, a wide receiver from the backfield. You can take those wide receivers and anybody you want that's eligible to catch a pass. You can put them in the backfield to do anything you want. And with all of those choices that you have, why on earth would you pay a running back $25, $30 million? These guys are barely squeaking out 9.5.
That's true.
They're barely squeaking out $9 million. And here's the shock of it. And I feel for them. But believe me, it's not like going from 30,000 to 19.5. It's not like that in those days. Those days I remember very vividly. And it wasn't fair. But that's life. You know, you go through the league at a certain time and you have your day. You make the most of it. And you get the hell out and get on with life. Right. So all of this stuff you're seeing, all these five, six top notch running backs, and they're good. Believe me, they're very good. They're game breakers. They really are. But they're only going to touch the football 8 or 9 times on the ground.
Right.
Quarterback to halfback. That's what they're going to do. And anything in between that is God's mercy for them. And other than that, this thing here about giving people all the money, it's up to them. It's their league. They can do what they want. And if they want to give average people a lot of money, that's okay.
Yeah, so the Colts, Jonathan Taylor, Titans, Derrick Henry are among running backs reaching the lack of deals at the deadline here. And so now each state had to play under the, as you mentioned, $10 million contracts tag for 2023. So you got Jonathan Taylor who's going in there. They say if you're good enough, they'll find you. If you work hard enough, you'll succeed. If you succeed, you boost the organization. And then it doesn't matter, you're a running back.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe if you do something spectacular, show them that you can play two positions at once, maybe you'll get a shot at getting the money.
I'm telling you, the show is blowing along here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. We're here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer, all-pro defensive end acting legend. Don't forget you can email us, freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's his email address, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. I follow him on Facebook,
yes,
Fred
yes.
_ Dreyer,
that's right.
And facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
Yep,
take a break.
I'm home.
We'll be back. He's home. Give him a ring. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either a Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Ooh, definitely Nuggets and
a Frosty. Spicy Chicken Sandwich,
Dave's single, and a Frosty for me.
Frosty and a Frosty.
Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with a combo or any other offer.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Cybercrimes like ransomware attacks against schools are on the rise globally. That's why IBM will grant $5 million in kind for schools to boost cybersecurity through tools and training. Now open for applications for its third year, IBM's Education Security Preparedness Grants have already benefited more than 350,000 students around the world. This year, selected schools will also receive enhanced training in AI and cybersecurity through IBM Skills Build. Justina Nixon-Saint-Till, IBM Chief Impact Officer.
Over the past 2 years, the threat of cyber attacks in the education sector has more than doubled. Now, more than ever, schools need our support. We are proud to offer tools and training from IBM Security and IBM Skills Build to help schools prepare for this growing threat.
Visit ibm.com/impact/initiatives/security. This is sponsored by IBM.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Thanks to our technical director, J.D. Jeremy Dayton, our producer.
You were fast getting in here, buddy. You were really quick.
He's good.
Like a running back that's not getting paid.
We got comments coming in at Facebook Live. We do the show on video as well, too. You can follow us on Facebook Live, on Roku at crntalk.com. On radio, we're on Sports Byline, 790 KBC, our flagship stations here at crntalk.com, all over the country. Glad to have you all with us. And by the way, you're a big chocolate fan, Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
So we should mention that this Vine to Bar that we were advertising, they are taking 20% off if you want to go to Vine, V-I-N-E-T-O, to bar, B-A-R.com. When you check out, when you order your chocolate, you put down the code CHOCOLATE20, you get 20% off your order. And when you come to my house, you eat all that chocolate in my chocolate tin that I have there.
No, I don't.
Most of it.
That's Ghirardelli's.
And there's also Vine de Bar in there.
I don't have
You've had all
do,
that.
Do I chocolate. Eat that?
Yeah.
I'm unconscious when I come to your house.
It's just, anyways, delicious chocolate. It's good for
it
you.
Is
it's
good.
Dark chocolate.
It is good.
Hey, check it out. Go to vinetobar.com and check it out with Chocolate 20. Now, let's see what some of the neighbors are saying, then we'll get to some more great news here for you a little bit and see what Fred's got up his sleeve here. So we'll take a look at that for you. Now, first off, we've got a comment from Diane. She says, and maybe you know about this, Fred, so what's with Get TV? They took both hours of Hunter off the air. Now, what's a girl supposed to do to get her Fred Dreyer Hunter fix?
Is that a question?
She wants to know if you know any other channels. I think it's on Amazon Prime, is it not?
I thought it was going to be on Paramount.
Oh, really?
I thought.
You thought?
I thought.
Okay.
Excuse me.
All right, so we'll check that out.
Well, anyway, the point is, they replaced us with 2 hours of Quincy. Can you imagine what a bore that show is? Have you seen that show?
Quincy?
We're a long time down the road here, you know, with criticism. This is the most pathetic show. You've got a guy. We were laughing at it, honestly, years ago, decades ago, when he comes out of his fishing boat with a rod and reel, shows up at the death scene, the death crimes lab, and says, "I'm a scientist, and I know what I'm looking at, and I'm going to prove this was murder." That's the act break, you know, and it's just. It goes downhill from there.
Is that the late President John Quincy Adams? Is he starring that?
Yes.
I thought so. I was taking a comment here. Let's see. Bruce says, hi from New Mexico. Rachel saying, Michael Horn, how are you doing? I'm doing great, Rach. Thank you so much. Kathy, happy Wednesday. She says, Rachel, hello to her favorite actor. Now, there's someone else that said that she, Fred Dreyer, Kelly, said, I met Fred's identical twin. We stay in a compound, and he has a camper. This could be you, Fred.
Yeah,
about
sure
four lots from us. A very nice guy. Walks and talks like Fred used to. Fred, have you moved? You haven't talked to me in the last couple of weeks. Have you moved?
I stand on my hands most of the time now.
You in a camper there? And she said it, so it just looks like you.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's take another. Some great comments we're getting here. Let's see. Paul, neighbor Paul, who I was out in Palm Springs for one day, and he lives there. Palm Springs, they should change the name to Blowtorch City. It's pretty warm.
No, you call
it's a dry heat.
Call it Pluto.
I got out of my car and collapsed and was barely able to drag myself to the hotel room.
Oh.
And then went to an air-conditioned birthday party. But then had to leave the next day. And there was also smoke from the Banning fire there. And I meant to call Paul, but I forgot. And so
smoke
Paul has written
water?
To us.
Smoke on the water?
He says, Big John Studd appeared on Hunter. Have you ever met Fred Andre the Giant? That's Paul's question. Have you ever
Andre
met?
Andre used to give me rides to the set. So,
is this true?
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
Oh, he's too
Andre
big.
The Giant.
He's too big.
One of the big guys.
We couldn't get him out of the car. We had to stop production.
Pleasant Mill, New Jersey. John is chiming in there. Lori says, hello from Iowa. John says, I just finished seeing an episode of Hunter. I believe it was called Overnight Sensation.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was the adult film you ran, but. Overnight Sensation, where an overly ambitious reporter was trying to bury Hunter with half-truths and started reporting. Good to see reporting on the news and shows it's improved over the years. So do you remember that episode, Overnight Sensation?
Overnight Sensation.
Yeah.
Well,
This is a long thing.
Jamie Lee Curtis' sister. I think she started.
Some kind of Curtis.
Curtis.
Yeah, Curtis Candy. Chris is here, and Chris is, I think he's trying to torment our producer, who's a big Baltimore fan. He says, how about that monstrous grand slam by Chris Taylor this week, huh? Eh?
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
All right. Anything else we got here? Gay says she thought you had a tattoo on your arm. You don't have a tattoo,
no,
do you?
No, I don't.
Not anymore, yeah. And on Tubi, somebody says you can see Hunter for free on Tubi, also on Pluto, and on YouTube you can check it out. So you might want to go there and take a look. Now, let's move along here a little bit and talk somewhat about this hazing thing that's going on at Northwestern. Football players, attorneys are detailing the toxic culture of hazing at school. A lot of former players... are part of a planned lawsuit, including at least 15 plaintiffs, most from football, but some from other Northwestern sports. Attorneys are describing the action to expose extreme and abusive hazing.
Oh, like yelling at guys and throwing Kool-Aid on them?
The coach, I think, Pat Fitzgerald, got fired, and they say the football program has let us down. A former quarterback says, we were thrown into a culture where physical, emotional, and sexual abuse was normalized.
Oh, I'm sure sexual abuse was done.
We were normal victims. We were all victims no matter what our roles were.
All
at the
these
time.
Guys were like football players. Why didn't you stand up and kick the hell out of the guy giving you a hard time and end it?
Yeah.
That's all you have to do is just tell the next guy that gives me a hard time, I'm dumping outside in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
It's over.
It's over.
All right, a couple other football things. Kirk Cousins says he's in the quarterback series on Netflix. There's an entire episode, apparently, to the bumps and bruises that go along with playing quarterback. It's called Kings of Pain. And Kirk Cousins never made it to any official injury report. But apparently, last season, before the Vikings faced Buffalo in Week 10, the biggest question was talking about the Bills quarterback, Josh Allen, who'd suffered an elbow injury. But apparently, Kirk Cousins also took a big hit that same day against the Washington Commanders. He converted a critical third down pass, and Cousins got rid of the ball to a receiver just before taking a big hit from defensive lineman
Darren
Payne.
Yeah, that happens when you play quarterback.
Yeah.
What's the game?
And so the deal is to knock the wind out of him, and apparently Darren Payne says, you're all right. And Cousins says, yeah. But then later on it started to hurt him, and he didn't report it. There's a lot of that going in football. They don't report it. They don't want the other team to know.
But if you worked at a gas station and you're in a jacks dropped on your toe, it's the same thing.
It is.
Go report it or shut up and continue working.
Exactly.
These stories are not stories.
They're common sense.
This is to do what? Fill an hour's worth of time. And believe me,
I'm starting
to get no patience for the time. Let's go. What else do we have here?
So now that Hard Knocks show that is on HBO, the documentary, apparently they didn't get a lot of people, football teams signing up for it. The football players do not want to be on Hard Knocks. And so So the New York Jets were selected. No other teams even volunteered because the new quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, he understands the intrigue surrounding their season.
Yeah, he's going to tell everybody how they should think.
But
Go ahead.
They already have said they're not going to include, you know, when they let people go and cut people from teams, they're not. They think it's disrespectful. And so maybe it was good for one season. I don't think it's going to stand up here because nobody wants to do it.
Well,
Fred.
Of course, they mandate. There's 32 teams in the National Football League, I believe. 32?
Yeah.
Well, the owners get together and say, flip a coin. We want to get more programming out of this. Remember, they're programming nothing, and they're spinning nothing. And so they want the Jets with the new storyline of Mark, whatever the hell his name is, to show up and to tell us all the secrets about being a quarterback and how he's frightened to be tackled on AstroTurf.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's just that's the whole thing. So, Zach Wilson said he was going to make life hell in every way possible for the new quarterback of the Jets, and now he and Aaron Rodgers are getting along. So what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, they're buddies. Gee, they're buddies now, and they're going out together.
Okay, now here's the deal. Nick Saban, big coach for Alabama, and he's compared the quarterback controversy on his team to he's comparing it to his grandmother baking a cake. He said, Grandma Saban used to bake the best cakes in the world. I used to be stand by the oven when I was a kid and say, when's this cake gonna be done?
When's this cake gonna be done?
And she would remind him to be patient. She said, if you don't let it go through and take it out of the oven too soon, it's going to turn to mush, so it won't be a really good cake. So he says, I think we've got to let this quarterback thing sort of develop, and let's see what happens. So
That's the analogy, the head coach who gets paid $40 million a year.
Nick Saban.
Jeez Louise.
This is good.
This is
good stuff.
This is not...
All right, what else do we have here today? Oh, we got some great stuff here. So you Hunter fans out there, Pam always sends in some great things, and she's got for us here if we can. She said season one had great stars. Season two definitely didn't disappoint. Great fun seeing legendary and favorite stars appearing with you on Hunter. Jane Russell apparently was on an episode of Hunter. Is that correct?
Well, there it is right
Fred.
There.
Yeah.
What do you ask?
Well, I'm asking you for our radio listeners, for gosh sakes.
Oh, the radio
Jane
listeners.
Russell was there. You also had on the show, as I recall, Isaac Hayes, I think, starred in one of the episodes.
He's a prisoner. He's a prisoner who had little down on his luck, but he could still sing when he was blue.
And then is a guy, Ramon Berry, was that who was there? He was on the series as well, too. We had Beulah Richards.
Beulah Bondi.
Is that Beulah? Beulah Richards, okay. And then also we had... Kay Lentz also on the series.
Kay Lentz was good. Yeah. There she is.
And finally, a guy that used to be on there a few episodes, CRN's very own Robert Davi.
Look at the Dob.
Was he good, Dob? Was he working with him? Was he a good actor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then we talked about some of the great wrestlers, and we had also Jesse the Body Ventura was on the show. Did you wrestle him in that episode? Was there like fisticuffs or anything?
I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really good. This is good stuff. And if you take a look at also, we've got one other great memory here for you, and that is a goofy birthday card from somebody that's been, they've been sending birthday cards in since your birthday. Happy birthday to you, 76, Fred Dreyer, happy birthday. And that comes to you from Shannon out of Davenport, Florida.
Hey.
So
that's a long way.
Yeah, it's a long way. One of our great affiliates
Thank
out there.
Thank you for that.
All right, we're going to take a little break, come back with some more comments, and wrap things up here for you. But this show is just flying by today.
It really did.
Imparting a lot of knowledge, Fred.
Mike, it really did. It just shot right by, and I think our audience knows more now than they think they did when they turned the show on.
Happy birthday to you. That's all we got to say. You're still celebrating. It's a month of birthday for you.
Well, I'm headed to, when I get out of here, I'm going to Ruth's Chris.
That's good. We'll have to have a steak there. Take a break. Come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. Thanks so much for joining us. Fred Dreyer Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We're back. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer. Yeah, that Kirk Cousins story. A lot of the bettors are upset because Kirk didn't report his injury, and then they bet on him, and they don't realize his ribs are falling out. So might be important to the betting crowd out there, but either report it or you don't. So that's why you shouldn't bet, everybody. Now, Matthew is tweeting you. He says, to commemorate the 30th anniversary of Live Aid, I'll be watching the season one episode of Hunter I missed in order to watch the whole thing. That's from Matthew. I guess tweet from Fred Dreyer, happy birthday. This is from Wild Rue, who sends this to you. Wish you on Saturday Hunter and an Amazon Prime. Love the show. Love your character. Great detective series. Thank you so much. Connie Sweet Sky says that. Shannon says, happy birthday, Fred. My husband and I have been thoroughly enjoying watching Hunter on Get TV. Well, now you're going to have to go to Tubi and Peacock. And
are
she's
we
also,
sure that it's on there?
Yeah, it's on Peacock, I know for sure. It's on Zliving, Z-L-I-V-I-N-G. She's done a little research about you over the internet. She said, your football career was impressive, and you made the segue into acting look seamless. That is true, Fred. And she said, I'm a diehard 49ers fan and truly appreciated your take on Colin Kaepernick. It would have forced him to come up with a little more productive way to address social issues.
Yeah, where is he now, and what has he done?
Yeah, exactly. So there you have it. By the way, Nina Posh was an amazing actress, and you were blessed to have her on as your mentor and your coach.
Indeed, I was, and I appreciate you acknowledging that because what you see on the film is not what we prepared for. You know, we prepared for a lot of things, and hopefully we could. I don't know what I'm talking about. I think it's time to go home.
The show's over. That's it. All right, that is our show, by the way. If you missed anything, check us out at thefreddryershow.com. That's our website. Download our cell phone app, dial #250. When the call is answered, say CRN Talk, and our app will be loaded to your phone. You can listen to Fred at any time. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, it's time for a Tito's Martini, and I'm not kidding you.
See you next week, everybody.